Hey, it's John Harris, the Houston Texans sideline reporter, and you're actually in, well, I guess my dojo right about now, down here on the sidelines getting ready for the Denver Broncos-Houston Texans. And you look out on the field, and there's Chris Boswell. He's getting ready. He's taking pictures. He's not actually doing anything right now. Well, there's a big tarp on the field because we're expecting a thunderstorm later on. You can see the clouds. But I got to tell you a couple things. First of all, the Broncos, I just went up to the media room. Check this out. How about plastic cups for all the media members? I'm trying to think if I should snag a few of those and put them in my bag for the way home. So, I don't know. This is pretty nice, a nice way to start. But it's a beautiful night here. And I look around the stadium. It's really cool because I've never been here. So, I like going to stadiums and places where I've never been. And I look over at where Boswell is right now. That's the spot in the house that Tebow built. First down, Pittsburgh Steelers, 2011 playoffs. He drops back. Demaryius Thomas across the middle. He's got it. He's gone the 50, the 40, the 30, and he's all the way down. We've got to do the requisite Tebowing just to celebrate the land of Tebow. And if you think that Tebow is still not respected here, walk back with me behind the scenes because I just saw a guy in a Tebow jersey. I thought they were required to have to give those things up. I guess not. Well, anyhow, that's the first thing that came to mind when I saw this field because all the other great memories, Jacksonville Jaguars beating the Broncos, that all happened at the old stadium. So hopefully tonight the Texans will have a few memories. Well, let's go see how far we can go back. We'll go down here and walk back through here, and we'll see where the Texans come out. Maybe we'll run into a coach or two along the way. Being a former coach and a former player, I love entrances. Wherever I got to go, I love it. This is the entrance we're walking through. You'll see a bunch of people. There are so many people that you just never have an idea of what is going on. Coach Fitzgerald watching in front of me. No, that's okay. You're all right, Coach. You got work to do. Before we leave you from Denver, one thing that has been an indelible image in my mind is Akeem Olajuwon many, many years ago playing games against the Denver Nuggets, and he would have an oxygen mask over his face, and I never understood. I never got it at all. I heard it, and it was like, oh, yeah, it's high altitude. It's a mile up, Mile High City, and it is no joke. I'm telling you right now, I'm out of breath just talking to you at this elevation. And it'll happen throughout the broadcast, so the best thing for me is to keep it short. Hope you guys like behind the scenes. We'll do this again next week when the Texans are taking on the 49ers at home.